Welcome to Rambam on the Line. Work to Perek Chamishi, the fifth chapter of Hilchos Nazirus. Shloshim inyanim asurim lanazir. There are three things forbidden for a nazir: a tumah, to be ritually defiled to the dead; tiglachas, to cut the hair; the yotz min hagefen, and anything that is a derivative of grapes. Bin pri bin tzolus pri, whether the fruit itself or the byproduct of the fruit. Avlashecha shel tamar mashal grogros, but an alcoholic beverage made out of dates or figs, ukiotzbem and the like, mutal nazir, is permitted for a nazir. When the Torah forbids shechar, it means a drink made out of a mixture of wine. What do we mean by that which comes out of the grape? If a nazir eats the size of an olive worth of the fruit, in other words, fresh grapes, or raisins, or immature grapes, or he eats an olive's worth of the residue of the fruit, that is the zogin, which means the outer skin, or the chatzanim, which is the inner skin, in other words, the seeds which are planted, he gets flogged. If he drank a quarter of a log of wine, or he ate the size of an olive of congealed wine, shuapri, which is considered a fruit. Or he drank a quarter of a log of wine vinegar, shipsolosapri, which is considered the byproduct of the fruit. Harezaloka, he gets flogged. Avalolim valulovim megfanim vasmadar harelu mutarim lanazir. The leaves and the young tender leaves and the juice that comes out when you cut the vine and the very, very beginning of the fruit when it's still in the flowering stage. So those are mutar l'nazir. Those are permitted to a nazir. That's not considered fruit or the byproduct of fruit, but rather just part of the plants of the tree. Gimel, kol isur gefen mitzavim zem zeh. All of the prohibitions of wine or of grapes can join up with one another. Ketzed aso, mishitzer v'navim lachem imyveshim. If he added fresh and dry grapes on boser or with immature grapes, achatz and v'zog, or with grape skins and grape peels and pits, v'yachem in ataru v'skazayis, and he ate of this mixture, the size of an olive loaf, he gets flogged. If he ate one after the other till the total was a size of an olive, loka, he gets flogged. Loka, if he drinks a quarter of a log of a mixture of wine and vinegar, he also gets flogged. Something permitted does not join with something prohibited by another. He has a mixture of wine and honey, even though it all tastes like wine, and he drank this mixture. If he pressed together grapes and figs, and even though it all tastes like raisins, that is, and he ate of this mixture, and the loki doesn't get flogged. He has to have the size of an olive of the prohibited material within a portion the size of three eggs. And if he ate the three eggs worth, this is the same that is true about any of the prohibitions that apply equally to all people, as opposed to the nazir, where here we're talking about exclusively forbidden to him. But the Rambam says it has the same status as prohibitions that are forbidden to everyone, as we've explained in the laws of Macholas Asuras. This is known as a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. You have the size of an olive within the amount of time that it takes to eat a portion, which Rambam holds as being the size of three eggs. If he soaked his bread in wine, and there was a quarter log of wine within the amount of time that it takes to eat a portion in a pas of bread, and he did eat that portion, so it comes out that he ate a quarter of a log of wine, gets flogged. Concerning this and the like, the Torah says, "V'chol mishus anavim, anything soaked with grapes, lesedavish nesarvo ayayin, v'tamuk tamayayin." That is to forbid anything that's mixed with wine and tastes like wine.
Ushiyatama mamashal, that is, provided that you have the actual flavor and the actual substance of the wine that's mixed up there. Kshasu machal is like other prohibitions of food.
If there's wine and honey mixed, then there's no taste of wine. It's permitted to another. It's not going to be any stricter than blood or milk that's nullified when the proportion of the other thing is so big that it has no taste of the blood or the chel of the fat, I should say. It had a taste of wine, but there is not a quarter of a log within the amount of time it takes to eat the portion. It's also to yourself. From then, this is forbidden by rabbinic law. As we've explained in the laws of Macholas Asuras, Makalos HaMachol Makas Mardas, and he's flogged by rabbinic law if he eats this. Oh, it's forbidden by the laws of the scribes, what the Rambam refers to as the Divrei Sofrim.
If a Nazir ate an olive's worth of grapes, an olive's worth of grape skins, an olive's worth of grape seeds, an olive's worth of raisins, and he drank a revius worth of wine, even if he just squeezed a bunch of grapes and squeezed out a revius worth of wine, it gets flogged five times. Because each one is a special prohibition. And then he gets a sixth malchus, because he's breaking his vow. It says, do not profane your word. That applies equally to all vows. If he ate an olive's worth of grape skins and an olive's worth of grapes, he gets flogged twice. One because he ate the grape skin or the grape, and one because he desecrated his word. Similarly, if a Nazir shaved his hair or became tamei, defiled himself, he gets flogged twice. One for the specific prohibition, and one for the prohibition equal by all vows, which is he should not desecrate his word. Test Nazir Shoshu Revius Yain Revius Chometz. The Nazir drank a quarter of a log of wine and a quarter of a log of chometz, of vinegar. In a log kelachas, he only gets flogged once. Shnachayv alayim v'sneyatzmo v'lachomz v'sneyatzmo. There is no separate violation for the wine and a separate one for the vinegar. Shnachayv yain l'yishta v'chomz l'yishta. Because it doesn't say he should not drink wine, he should not drink vinegar. L'kach chometz yain v'chomez shechar l'yishta. It says he should not drink a vinegar of wine or a vinegar of shechar. Means he shouldn't drink wine or something mixed with wine, known as shechar, and even if they've turned to vinegar. Since he repeated only the chometz, which is one thing, worth chometz, therefore, he does not get flogged separately for each one. He doesn't say, do not eat this, do not eat this. He just repeats the word chometz, but there's only one do not. Your Nazir Shoshos B'yayin Kaliyam Kul, if a Nazir was drinking wine all day long, even though to the heavens, to God, he's liable for each quarter of a log that he drinks. In a log kala achas, he only gets flogged once, Mishum Yayin, Basle Yachad Varo, as well as once for desecrating his word. As we've explained, Misrbo, I'll call Revius Revius Ramalov. They warned him for each and every Revius and said to him, Altishta, Altishta, don't drink, don't drink. Hushosan, he continues to drink. Chayavakalachavyechad is liable for each one. Medivri Sofrim, there's a rabbinic law. Hushosan, another Lamed Bosh of Shosayayin. Bizrachik Mimena Harbe. A Nazir shouldn't sit around people drinking wine and should get far away. Shemishalafanav, there's a stumbling block before him. Machachamim, the sages said, Sofrim lo Yikrov. He shouldn't go near a vineyard. Yidalaf Nazir Shigilach Sarachas Loka, Ben Betar Ben Bezug. A Nazir who cuts off one hair gets flogged, whether with a razor or with a tweezer. V'lushe yiktatza mi'ikara, kentar, provided that he removes it from the root, close, like a razor. Chedentoshev yadalok, if he cuts it out by hand, pulls it out by hand, he also gets flogged. Echedemigaleach v'echedemizgaleach, both the one who's cutting and the one who's getting the hair cut. Shneemazitza tali yavar rosho, a razor shouldn't pass over his head. If he left enough of the hair that he could bend over and touch the top of the hair to the bottom,
then it's not flogged because that's not close like a razor. If he put a depilatory, a medicine, a chemical on his head that removes the hair, and the hair was removed, he doesn't get flogged. But he is nullifying a positive commandment, Shneimar. It says, Gadol peres haroshu, the hair of his head should grow wild. A nazir who shaved his whole head gets flogged only once for the shaving. If they warned him for each and every hair and said, Al-Tagalach, don't cut it off. If he cuts it off anyway, he gets flogged for each one. Nazir can rub his hair with his hand. He can scratch with his nails. If some hair falls out, he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't want the hair to fall out, and it might not fall out. He shouldn't comb with a comb. Or wash with a earth-like substance, a detergent. Because it will certainly tear out some hair. However, if he does so, he doesn't get flogged since he's not directly removing it with his hands, just indirectly with the detergent. It's similar to removing with the depilatory that we had before. Tesvav. Another who defiles himself to the dead in a kind of tumor that you have to be tummy for 7 days, whether it's one for which he has to cut his hair or not, as will be explained, he gets flogged. If he defiles himself many times to the dead, even though to God he's liable malchus each and every time, and based on malchus alachas, Besen gives him flogging only once. If they warned him each time and he still was made himself tummy, he gets flogged for each and every one. But when does this apply? If he made himself tummy, he separated himself, touched again, or carried again, or went into a tent again with the dead. If he was holding the dead and still holding it, then he touched another dead person, and then he's liable only once. Even though they warn him for each touching, because he's standing in a state of desecration while touching the one dead, it doesn't add anything by touching another. Another went into a house and he waited there till somebody died. Or he went into a tent which has a dead body in it, and he went enclosed in a box of some sort that's closed in all directions, separating between him and the tumah. And then his friend removed the top of the box because he wanted him to. He gets flogged twice. One for not coming. The other that says he shouldn't defile himself. Because the two prohibitions that come simultaneously. He becomes tameh and he has entered the room simultaneously. But entering the room in a normal way, he becomes tamei before he enters. As soon as the first part of his body, his nose or the toes of his feet enter the room, he becomes tamei. And he's not liable for coming in until all of him comes in. Therefore, there are no two violations, since he's already desecrated the first time. As soon as his nose comes in, the second desecration cannot count as a separate punishment. If he went accidentally into the tent of the dead or to the cemetery, after he found out they warned him, he didn't jump out, but he remained there. He gets flogged. He has to stay there enough time to be able to bow down, which is the shear of a person who's tamei who enters the Beis HaMikdash. One who makes another tamei, if the nazir did it purposely, he gets flogged. The one who made him tamei is violating the law that says don't put a stumbling block before the blind. If the nazir didn't know it, then the one who made him tamei did, in echemem loka, neither gets flogged. Why shouldn't we flog the one who makes another tamei? Because it says v'timei rosh nizro, he makes tamei the head of his nazirus. And the loka chitame atzmo midaito, he doesn't get flogged until he's mitame himself with his knowledge. Nazir tar chitame atzmo, another is tar who made himself defiled, loka mishum losach l'shamo, he's also flogged because he's bringing his sacrifices late. He did an action that caused him to bring the sacrifice of purity at a later time. If he made the vow in the cemetery, he also gets flogged for bringing it late. Makes himself tummy, gets flogged four times. Because you shouldn't make himself tummy, because you shouldn't desecrate your word, you shouldn't bring your sacrifice late, because you shouldn't come in to a place where there's tumah. If coming in and the tumah came simultaneously, as we've explained. In other words, the last violation is possible only in those special circumstances mentioned previously, that he came in a box into a room and so on, and then removed the cover of the box. So it's possible to have a maximum of four malchias at one time.